Good morning, conference, and thank you again for that warm welcome. Tomorrow in Brussels, Theresa May will sign off on a deal that she told us that no British Prime Minister could ever agree to. A deal which would threaten the United Kingdom economically, a deal which would jeopardise the union of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, a deal which would keep our nation handcuffed to the European Union with no escape route. It certainly isn't what the British people voted for. Throughout these negotiations, the Democratic Unionist Party's red lines could not have been clearer. We will not accept any Brexit deal that divides Northern Ireland and Great Britain, either economically or constitutionally. Yeah. Our allies across the political spectrum understand that the backstop would be bad for our economy and bad for our union. Even Jeremy Corbyn has said that the deal meant a de facto border in the Irish Sea. So before the sun can set on this deal, and before history judges those behind it, Parliament will have its say through the meaningful vote. This party is clear that Brexit must deliver on the referendum result in every part of the United Kingdom. It means ensuring the benefits are felt in Belfast, just as they are in London, Edinburgh, and Cardiff. The United Kingdom joined the common market together. We must leave the European Union together. The historic ties that bind our nations have endured world wars and decades of terrorism. They will endure our exit from the European Union. The agreement on the UK's exit has two elements. The first, the withdrawal agreement, includes provisions on the backstop. This agreement will be legally binding. The second text is the political declaration. This is not legally binding and is aspirational regarding our future with the European Union. So what is the impact on Northern Ireland? Well, the EU Customs Code will continue to apply. We will follow EU rules on goods, agricultural production and marketing, state aid, VAT and excise, and sanitary rules for veterinary controls. 68 pages of the draft withdrawal agreement are devoted to the rules and regulations that Northern Ireland, not Great Britain, will have to follow. In practical terms, this would see us hand control of agriculture and manufacturing to the European Union. For farmers, Brexit was supposed to cut red tape. Instead, this backstop, if operational, would lock us into Brussels bureaucracy. London or Belfast could not legislate to change the rules. This regulatory border would lead to a growing difference between Northern Ireland and Great Britain for regulations governing the production of food, our goods. The result? More barriers and more checks. To quote the director of the Northern Ireland Retail Consortium, checks means delays, delays means costs. Those then will get passed to the Northern Ireland consumers. A regulatory border would undoubtedly spell the end of the seamless internal UK arrangements that we currently enjoy. Great Britain is our most important market. We sell more in this market than we do to the EU, the Republic of Ireland, and the rest of the world all put together. Equally, It is where we buy most goods for the high street and for use in the manufacturing process. Membership of the fifth largest global economy is the foundation stone of our prosperity. And this is true of all communities in all parts of Northern Ireland. It doesn't matter whether you see yourself as British, Irish, or European. It doesn't matter whether you are a Brexiteer or a Remainer, a Unionist or a Nationalist, a voter or a non-voter. This will impact you. While the backstop gives certainty in imposing European single market rules, it gives no legal assurance that this trade with Great Britain would be guaranteed. A commitment to best endeavours means very little at all. Over time, Northern Ireland would have difficulty meeting UK-wide industry standards if our legislation does not keep pace with the rest of the United Kingdom. On state aid and VAT, Northern Ireland would also be governed by a different regime to Great Britain. A joint committee, not DEFRA in London, not DERA in Belfast, would dictate the maximum direct support that we can give to our farmers. It does not offer the best of both worlds, but rather aligns us to Europe and will be the price will be longer term economic divergence from the rest of the United Kingdom. In economic terms alone, it is a risk not worth taking. The backstop is also undemocratic. There would be more influence for an Irish government than for a Stormont executive. Last December, this party fought for paragraph 50 of the joint report. That was to ensure that no regulatory barriers could be erected between Northern Ireland and Great Britain unless agreed by the Northern Ireland Executive and Assembly. Returning from Salzburg in September, the Prime Minister repeated this important commitment. But today, that commitment has not been fulfilled. Ultimately, businesses would have to lobby Dublin, not Belfast. Nationalists in Scotland would seek similar arrangements that could damage our cherished union even further. Conference, we understand that the border is an evocative subject, but it requires more than provocative solutions. So let's be clear to Michel Barnier and Leo Varadkar. We will not support legally binding backstop arrangements that are not necessary and that will damage our economic well-being. The people of this country will decide Northern Ireland's constitutional and economic future, not the European Union. Some commentators accuse us of being too focused on the backstop, of not looking at the bigger picture. They say it's only an insurance policy. It's only temporary. It will never be used. And yet we are to believe it's the best of both worlds. So which is it? The second part of this political agreement, the political declaration, makes it very clear that the future relationship will build and improve upon arrangements contained in the backstop. So if passed, make no mistake, it is here to stay. In Westminster, there is widespread cross-party support for the Northern Ireland position. As the meaningful vote approaches, this is a time for MPs to display mettle and principle. and stand up for the United Kingdom. The real threat of the withdrawal process is, of course, not found in the fact that we are leaving the European Union. It is found in the aggression of the EU negotiators and in the defeatist attitude of the UK negotiators. Brussels, at every stage, has banked compromises but offered nothing in return. And the folly of the UK's strategy is now clear for everyone to see. Mr. Varadkar says there would be no hard border, even if there was no deal at all. Why then did we need the backstop in the first place? Monsieur Barnier says a technological border in the Irish Sea is completely acceptable. Why then was it magical thinking for the land border? The reality is that many have been sold a lie, that it is a straight choice between a border in the Irish Sea or a hard border with the Irish Republic. This has never been the case. For Brussels, the backstop is about keeping the whole of the United Kingdom in the customs union indefinitely. But it is about more than that. It is about firing a parting shot to other member states daring of thinking to leave the European project. The former Brexit Secretary, Dominic Raab, believes that the European views Northern Ireland as the price the United Kingdom must pay for leaving the EU. Brussels shows no respect for the principle of consent. Some have even resorted to rewriting our past. They should remember that the so-called borders of the past were there to stop Semtex, not milk powder. Northern Ireland is not a bargaining chip. The deal on the table does not protect the constitutional and economic integrity of the United Kingdom. But listen, Mr. Chairman, let me be abundantly clear. The DUP wants to see the United Kingdom government reach a deal with the European Union. We want a deal that works for our neighbours in the Irish Republic and the rest of the European Union. We are not advocates of a no-deal outcome. We are not advocates of a bad deal. We are advocates for the right deal, one based on mutual cooperation in trade and security, one where pragmatic solutions ensure a seamless land border but treat all other borders fairly. With the right political will, a good deal can be achieved, but only if the terms respect the integrity of both unions and all markets. Conference, the DUP will continue to use our influence in the European Parliament and in Westminster to make our case. Unlike Sinn Féin, they'd rather play dress up at the border than take their seats. Plenty of huffing and puffing, but absent when the tough decisions are needed. For us, we are committed to investing time and thought for the future. For our farmers, we have already secured the same level of farm support until the end of this Parliament. For our fishermen, there can be no false dawn. We must take control of UK territorial waters and leave the Common Fisheries Policy. For our young people, students and teachers, we support opting into EU exchange programmes like Erasmus Plus to allow them to study, work, volunteer and teach and train abroad. For our world-class researchers, we want to see mutual cooperation and innovative programmes like Horizon 2020. Much is to be gained for Northern Ireland from these positive ties with our friends and neighbours. The EU and the UK should also follow through on commitments to work towards a new peace programme. It is important that those most deserving of support, communities brutalised by terror and innocent victims, receive fair access to any new scheme. Conference, the Northern Ireland that we live in today is far removed from the place where I grew up and entered politics. Unemployment is at a record low. We have attracted more inward investment than at any other point in our history. The confidence and supply agreement has brought significant extra funds for public services. These are gains for everyone in Northern Ireland. We can be optimistic about the future, and with the right deal, we can make even greater strides. The United Kingdom will leave the European Union on the 29th of March 2019. It has been an honour and a privilege to serve in the European Parliament. But there is so much more to do to secure the best outcome for this province. The important work of laying the foundations for a vibrant, thriving Northern Ireland outside the EU has already started. Delivering change can indeed be challenging. It can have its critics. But as Seamus Heaney put it, we must believe a further shore is reachable from here. Let us seize the opportunity that the electorate has given us. Let us deliver an outcome that is based on a solid foundation, a united kingdom standing together, outward looking and optimistic for the future. Thank you.